Langford Council has deferred a decision on whether to buy the YMCA-YWCA building, which contains the city's only swimming pool, until December 16, just one day before Westhull's offer to sell the aquatic center expires. Councillors said this week they needed more time for public feedback as they consider the $35 million cost to purchase the aquatic center from Westhull's Development Corporation, which built and owns the recreation facility, and rents it to the YMCA-YWCA. I think the public still have a lot of thoughts on this very important decision and we want to take every opportunity to hear them, said Kaun. Keith Yakucha. The 60,000-square-foot facility also includes a library branch, the Victoria Conservatory of Music and a private dental practice. The YMCA-YWCA has lost more than $10 million in operating costs since the center's opening in 2016 and likely can't meet its future obligations under a lease agreement with Westhull's Land Corp, according to a report on the potential purchase prepared by Colliers for the city. In the event of default by YMCA-YWCA, the city is contractually obligated to pay all costs associated with the lease under a tripartite agreement the Y, Westhull's and the city signed before building the facility. Last month, the city said it would consider buying the center for $35 million. That would save taxpayers about $10.2 million over the next 17 years, or what remains in the YMCA-YWCA service agreement, according to the city. The potential acquisition came up for public discussion at the November 18 and Monday council meetings, with dozens of residents weighing in, some warning the city not to rush into a decision, and others asking Langford to just go ahead and buy it. Others are calling for a referendum on the decision to purchase. YMCA operating costs triggered a 2.5% tax increase in Langford's budget last year when the city doubled its annual subsidy to $1.9 million, after the YMCA-YWCA told council it would have to imminently close the facility without additional funding. The purchase would require an annual tax increase of 1.75% from 2025 to 2028. Which has already been included in the city's financial plan through 2027. If the city does buy the building and adjacent parking spaces, it will have control over the facility's long-term to ensure continued recreation services are available. Westhull's has told the city it can't guarantee the price and other terms in the offer past the December 17 deadline. If the city decides not to purchase or is unable to make a decision prior to the offer expiration date, we will need to explore other options for the facility, Westhull's manager Ryan McKenzie said in a November 27 letter to the city. McKenzie said the center is worth more than the price in the offer to sell, noting the building is currently insured for $45 million. Westhull's said in the letter that the company has been patient to date. However, we are looking forward to the city soon deciding. If the city decides not to purchase or is unable to make a decision prior to the offer expiration date, we will need to explore other options for the facility. A staff report said the city is aware that other parties have expressed interest in the property, but said it has not been privy to details of potential inquiries. Yakucha praised Westhull's as good corporate players who are part of our city and community, and who are offering the city a good deal. But there are nuances to the deal and the future implications, said Yakucha. And we want to hear all the voices out there before we make a decision. The city is welcoming more feedback from residents through email at letschat@langford.ca and at its next council meeting on December 16. D. Kloster at timescolonist.com.